起祷告，求主带领我们今天整天的聚会。
Let's all pray and ask God to guide the whole day service.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
哈利路亚，奉主的圣名开始我们今天的聚会。
哈利路亚 ，Name Lord Jesus Christ to begin service。
啊，感谢主耶稣啊！从今天开始到礼拜天哈，我们会有三天的灵恩会。
And we thank the Lord Jesus from today to Sunday, we have 3 days of spiritual convocation。
那让我们好好利用这三天的时间哈，重新在祷告当中，在道理上面啊，能够啊重新给我们的信仰充充电。
And so let's use these 3 days to pray and also to recharge our faith.
那我们翻到哥林多后书的第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书的第二章的第14节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
十四节，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。在这里，使徒保罗告诉我们说，啊，一个基督徒啊，认识耶稣基督以后，会有一种香气。
And so here, Apostle Paul tells us that after Christian believes in the Lord, he will have a fragrance.
使得我们周遭的人啊，因为闻到这个香气而认识我们的不同。
So the people around us who smell this fragrance, they will feel us we're different.
这个香气指的是什么呢？
So what does this fragrance represent?
这个香气指的就是一个基督徒啊，他的行为、他的生命会有所不同。
And so this fragrance represents a believer's actions and words are different.
使得周遭的人啊，因为看见，因为感受到而认识基督徒的不一样。
And because the people around us, they will see and then they will feel we are different.
所以我们知道的一个人在信主之后。
So we know after a person believes in the Lord.
主耶稣对我们有一个期望。
The Lord Jesus has a hope for.
他希望我们能够活出一个新的生命来。
He hopes that we can live a new life.
并且借着一个更新的生命啊，能够在生活当中荣耀他的名。
So through a renewed life, we can glorify His name.
这个也常常是我们对自己的期许。
And this is often our wish for ourselves.
我们在信主之后，我们也希望自己能够活出一个不一样的生命。
And after we become a Christian, we hope that we can live a new life.
但是虽然有这样的期许，
so even though we have such a wish,
但是有时候却不知道该如何的做。
But many times we do not know what to do.
所以我们就从以弗所书里面来看看一个基督徒的生命应该要如何的改变。
So let's look in the book of Ephesians how a Christian life should be.
我们来翻到以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章的第十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
以弗所书一章十七节。
Ephesians 1:17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。十八节。
18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在信徒中得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。十九节。
19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。在这里呢，一开始就告诉我们。
So it tells us right in the start.
这个以弗所书一开头呢，就告诉我们说，我们要求神开我们的眼睛。
And so in the beginning of Ephesians, he tells us that we have to open up our eyes.
使我们真知道他。
So that we may truly know him.
为什么这里要强调真知道他呢？
And why does it emphasize you have to know him?
今天很多人都知道耶稣。
So today many people know the Lord Jesus.
很多人都听过耶稣。
And many people heard the Lord Jesus.
但是不代表他们是真知道他。
But it does not represent that they truly know him.
什么叫做真知道他？
So what does it mean to truly know him?
真知道他就是不是只有在知识上面 知识层面上的认识。
It is not only on the surface of knowledge.
哦，不是只有在理智上面的认识。
It is not only on rationale.
而是在生活当中有体验。
But in the life there is experience.
啊，在道理上面有了解。
That there is understanding the truth.
啊，在行为上面做学习。
And there is a learning from the faith.
哦，因为一个人呐、啊，只有眼睛。得开了才能够看清楚信仰的价值。
Only when a person's eyes are open, they can see the true value.
我们都知道我们的人生我们追求的方向决定在我们的价值观。
We know that our person's pursuit will also determine their value.
很正常啊，你觉得什么有价值，你就会去追求什么。
Very easy, you know what has value, you will pursue after it.
你觉得这个事业是你最有价值的，你就是拼命追求事业。
If you feel that your career is the most important, you will pursue after it.
你如果觉得财富是最有价值的，你就会努力去追求财富。
And if you feel wealth is the most valuable, you go pursue after it.
所以这个是人很正常的一个观念。
So this is a very normal circumstance for
people. 你觉得什么有价值，你的时间、精力、才能就会用在那上面。
Whatever you have, if you have value, time, wealth, you will put your time there.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要怎么样才能够在行为上有改变。
So here tells us how can we change our actions.
第一就是要照明我们心中的眼睛。
The first one is open up the spiritual eyes.
当我们的眼睛得开了。
When our spiritual eyes are open.
我们看到那个要给我们的奖赏。
We can see the reward given to us.
我们看到我们信仰的价值。
We can see the value of our faith.
我们知道主所预备给我们的是何等丰盛的荣耀。
And we know how glorious and beautiful whatever God prepared for us.
因为我们看见了。
Because we see.
所以我们的价值观就改变了。
And then our value also changes.
因为我们的价值观改变了。
And because of our concept of value changes.
所以我们人生追求的方向就会跟着改变。
And then the direction that we go in our lives will also change.
当我们人生追求的方向改变了。
When our pursuit of life changes.
那自然而然的，我们的生活模式、生活态度也会改变。
Very naturally, our attitude and our life will also change.
所以今天要改变的契机改变的 key 那个是在哪里
？So where is the key to change？
就是要先看见我们所拥有信仰的价值。
And to see what this value of our faith is.
我们来看一下以弗所书的第三章。
Let's look Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书的第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
以弗所书的三章十四节。
Ephesians 3:14.
因此我在父面前屈膝。十六节。
16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，使你们心里的力量刚强起来。十七节。
17.
叫基督因你们的信在你们里面，叫你们的爱心。有根有基，十八节，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，十九节，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，并叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。在这里是保罗为门徒的代祷。
So here's the intercession from Paul to the disciples.
在这里保徒为门徒代祷什么
？So what did Paul pray for？
在这里保罗为门徒祈求，希望他们能够成长。
Paul wishes that they can grow.
能够在信仰上面长大。
That they can grow in their faith.
能够在信仰上面扎根。
So that they can be rooted in their faith.
能够在信仰上面活出一个不同的生命来。
So that in their faith they can live a new life.
我们也都希望能够这样长大。
And we all wish that we can grow up like this.
那我们就要来看一看要在哪些方面可以使我们长大呢
？So let's see what areas can we change.
在这里说，保罗说要成长，要长大有三个要素。
And so here Paul, when he mentions grow up, there's three reasons.
第一个。
First one,
他说叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，在十六节。
So that in verse 16, that your heart may be strengthened.
那这个在原来的意思是叫你里面那一个人叫你里面那个人能够强壮起来。
The original meaning is that the inner person could grow up and be strong.
我们有时候看自己，有时候会问说，我到底是谁
？Sometimes we look at ourselves, we may ask, who are we?
看看我们的手，镜子看看我们的脸，说这就是我吗
And we look in the mirror and look in our hands, is this me?
啊，是的，这是我们的一部分。
It is correct, this is one part of us.
但是这个身体真正在控制这个身体的是谁？
So who really controls the body?
是里面的那个真我，里面那个本我。
It's the true self, it's its inner.
哦，好像里面有一个人。
It's like there's a person inside.
有一个意识哦，来决定啊，举手，放下来，这样。
And there's a thought, then you raise your hand, then you put your hands down.
哦，所以那个里面那个才是真正的我，是我的思想啊，我的意识。
And the only true inner self is the true I.
哦，所以在这里保罗说啊，你要怎么改变？
And so Paul asks, how can you change?
哦，很多人都希望改变。
Many people wish to change.
啊，这保罗说，第一啊，你就要让里面那一个人啊。强壮起来。
And so the first thing that you have to allow the inner self to be strong.
啊，我们现在的人呢，我们现在的社会哈，都很认知那个保健哈，那个身体健康的重要。
So people today they emphasize on physical health.
啊，所以都会去做身体检查。
They always go for physical examination.
你看那个很多啊，大家缴很多钱呐，去那个健身房去运动。
Many people pay a lot of money to go to the fitness center.
好，然后那个市面上啊，充斥着各式各样的保养品啊，哇，让大家花大钱去买。
And in this world, it's filled with all kinds of all kind of natural vitamins.
好，所以大家都很注重这个身体的健康。
So everyone emphasizes on their physical health.
啊，大家都很注重这个身体保养，这个运动啊，对身体的保养。
And everyone focuses on exercising.
啊，这是很好。
And this is good.
但是当我们把注意力放在这个身体上的保养之中 的时候
，But when we put our physical health on as our main goal,
哦，吃得好，睡得好，运动够。
And you sleep well, eat well, and you exercise.
我们有没有认识到我们里面那一个人却可能是又饥又渴又衰弱
？But do we know that the person inside is pitiful, hungry?
啊，我们身体在运动的时候
，and when we exercise our body，
我们想到说里面那个人已经很久没有运动了。
We think that the inner self have not exercised for a long time。
我们在吃健康食品，在吃维他命的时候
，when we eat vitamins and health supplements，
我们有没有注意到里面那个人已经快要饿死了
？Do we notice that the person inside is starving to death？
哦，所以我们今天要。生命要改变。
So if we want to change our life today,
我们必须要先认知里面那一个人也必须要强壮起来。
We need to notice that the person inside us have to be strong.
他必须要吃饱。
He has to eat full.
他也需要运动。
And also exercise.
他更需要你的关心跟照顾。
And especially need your attention and care.
所以今天一个人要改变。
So if a person is to change today,
里面这个人啊要强壮。
So the inner self has to be strong.
因为强壮起来了。
Because it is strong.
他才能够认识啊，他这个人。人生啊，真的需要做一点不一样的。
And then they will know what to do to be different in this life.
有些人活在一个很不好的环境里面。
And people sometimes living in very bad environments.
活在罪恶当中。
They live in sin.
可是他不觉得他有改变的需要。
But they don't feel that they need to change.
他觉得这样子过得很好。
They feel that this is very good to live like this.
那个生活被各种的坏习惯辖制。
And they're controlled by all kinds of bad habits.
他也没有认知到有改变的需要。
And they do not notice that they have to change.
所以今天一个人要改变。
So if a person has to change,
必须要从认识改变的需要开始。
First, they have to realize they need to change first.
必须要认知到里面很软弱。
They need to acknowledge that they're very weak inside.
必须要认知到里面的人要强壮。
They need to know that the person inside has to be strong.
必须要认知到这个生活要不一样。
They need to know that their life has to be different.
这个才是改变的开始。
This is the beginning of a change.
我们看一下出埃及记第一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 1.
出埃及记第一章。
Exodus chapter 1.
我们常常会想常常会讲啊，以色列人出埃及。
Many times we mentioned that the Israelites they left Egypt.
我们讲说啊，以色列人为什么可以出埃及
？And why did the Israelites can leave Egypt?
我们可以有很多的原因。
There could be many reasons.
神的应许。
It's the promise from God.
这个摩西的出现。
It is the appearance of Moses.
神分开红海。
God has split the Red Sea.
哦，在埃及降石灾。
And then rained the 10 plagues in Egypt.
哦，我们可以找出很多很多的原因呐，为什么以色列民能够出埃及
？We can find many reasons why the Israelites were able to leave Egypt.
但是我个人认为
，But I personally feel，
其实真正能够离开埃及的原因呐，在第一章。
But the truly reason why they were able to leave Egypt is in chapter 1.
第一章十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 13.
第一章十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节，埃及人严严的使以色列人做工。十四节。
14.
使他们因做苦工觉得命苦。在这里说啊，以色列人啊觉得命苦啊。
And they feel that their life was very sorrowful.
为什么能够离开埃及？
Why were they able to leave Egypt?
因为他们觉得埃及不好。
Because they know that Egypt is not good.
因为他们在埃及觉得自己是奴隶。
Because they are slaves in Egypt.
因为他们觉得自己命苦。
They feel that their lives are very bitter.
哦，所以他们要离开埃及。
That's why they want to leave Egypt.
哦，如果今天他们在埃及很开心。
If they were very happy in Egypt.
做奴隶很好啊。
It's very good to be a slave.
哦，人家用鞭子打也没有关系啊。
And if someone whip you, it's okay.
整天浑浑噩噩的度日子。
And every day you would just try to survive.
会不会离开埃及？
Will you leave Egypt?
不会离开埃及。
They will not leave Egypt.
因为没有需要啊。
Because there is no need.
哦，所以今天以色列人为什么可以离开埃及？
So how come the Israelites can leave Egypt today?
因为他们觉得命苦。
Because they feel their lives are bitter.
啊，今天我们为什么要改变？
So why do we change today?
为什么我们今天对过去的生活希望能够过着，希望能够过出一个不一样的生活？
So why do we feel that we need to have a different life than yesterday?
因为我们觉得命苦。
Because we, our lives, we feel bitter.
被世界捆绑命苦。
Because we've been bonded by the world, our lives are bitter.
在罪恶当中做奴隶，觉得命苦。
And we are slaves to sin, our lives are very bitter.
好，被这样被世上的追求财富捆绑住了，觉得命苦。
And we are being trapped by all the pursuit of wealth, and our lives are very
bitter. 被各种坏习惯干扰控制我们的人生，觉得命苦。
And our lives are bitter because all things control our lives.
所以当你觉得命苦。
So when we feel our lives are bitter.
啊，你就会想要改变。
And then we will want to change.
哦，然后你就会想要追求一个不一样的生活。
We want to pursue after a different life.
哦，所以今天我们要先认知到。啊，先认知到这个改变的需要。
So today we need to first realize the need of change.
啊，才会开始有动作。
And then there will be movement.
啊，但是有时候啊，那个我们都知道有问题。
And many times we know there's a problem.
我们也很希望能改变。
And we wish that we can change.
啊，但是常常做不到。
But many times we cannot achieve it.
啊，就像我们在新年的时候讲的。
Just like what we have said in the New Year's.
每年都有新年新的志向。
And every year we have different resolutions.
啊，一年又一年。
And year after year.
一个志向又再接着一个另外一个新的志向。
And resolution after another resolution.
啊，有多少次我们不断在重复一样的励志
？How often do we keep on repeating the same determinations?
立志要把圣经读一遍。
And determined to read the Bible once.
立志要常常参加聚会。
And determined to attend the service always.
啊，立志要每天在家里要读经祷告。
And to determined to read the Bible and pray every day.
我们有多少次啊立下这样的志向
？And how many times have we made such determinations?
啊，我们又有多少次啊做不下去
？And so how many times can we cannot finish it?
啊，立志是好的。
Determination is good.
啊，但是我们常常没有力量啊，把它行出来，维持出来。
Oftentimes we do not have the strength to carry it out.
啊，所以要怎么办
？So what can we do?
我们看回来以弗所书。
Let's turn back to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章。
Ephesians chapter
3. 第十六节。
Verse 16.
他在这里说，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵。叫你们的力量刚强起来，他告诉我们说啊，你的力量怎么刚强起来
？So it tells us how can we be re-strengthened.
你有决心是好
，It is good for you to have determination.
你期望改变是好
，It is good that you want to change.
啊，但是更重要的需要借着神的帮助。
But the more important, you need the help from God.
哦，人可以立志
，A person can make determination.
人可以依靠自己的意志力啊
，A person can use their own will.
哦，那但是不代表你可以成功。
But does not represent that you can be successful.
啊，要怎么办
？So what can you do?
人尽本分的同时啊，要求神的灵的帮助。
So while the person is putting their best effort, but they need the help from God.
啊，所以保罗怎么说
？So what does Paul say?
保罗说，我想做的善我做不出来。
Good that I want to do, I cannot do.
我不想做的恶，我就偏偏去做。
The evil that I do not want to do, I always do.
啊，所以他说我真是苦啊。
And he says how bitter I am.
啊，真是苦，怎么办
？And so what?Can I do if I'm bitter?
啊，他说感谢主啊，靠着耶稣基督啊，我就可以胜过了。
So thank the Lord Jesus that through Christ I can overcome.
啊，所以成长的第一步啊，是靠着神的帮助使我们强壮起来。
So the first step to grow is to depend on God for us to grow up.
啊，第二步。
The second step.
17节。
Verse 17.
他这里说，其实是基督依你们的信啊，住在你们心里。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts.
哦，这第二步啊，你强壮起来之后啊，你要有基督耶稣住在你的心里。
And so the second step that Christ has to stay in your heart.
哦，常常提醒你。
And always remind you.
常常帮助你。
And always to help you.
哦，常常给你鼓励啊，给你力量。
And always to encourage you and give you strength.
啊，但是这里说啊，要怎么样使基督耶稣住在你里面
？So what does it say to hear for Christ to live in you?
他说，借着信。
And it is through faith.
啊，信什么
？And to have faith in what？
哦，信主耶稣基督能够帮助我们。
To believe that the Lord Jesus is able to help us.
啊，信什么
？To believe in what？
啊，信主耶稣基督愿意帮助我们。
And to believe that the Lord Jesus is willing to help us.
我们有时候会遇到一些信徒啊，很可爱啊。
And sometimes we might face off. We see some believers are very cute.
啊，有时候他们有些需要。
Sometimes they have some needs.
啊，有些困难。
They have some difficulties.
啊，但是哦，我们如果有时候跟他们说啊，你要求主耶稣帮助啊。
And sometimes you say you have to ask Lord Jesus for help.
啊，我们有的信徒说，哎呀，不要了，不好意思啦。
And some believers says, oh, I don't want to bother.
啊，那个主耶稣很忙哦。
And the Lord Jesus is very busy.
啊，有这么多人跟他祷告。
So many people are praying to him.
哦，这是小事情啦。
This is a small matter.
不要麻烦他哦。
And should not bother him.
哦，有时候我们觉得哦，这种替主耶稣着想哦，是很有爱心的。
Sometimes it is to have love to be thoughtful for Jesus.
啊，但是大家不用替主耶稣担心太多哈。
We do not need to worry too much for Jesus.
啊，主耶稣有能力帮助你。
Jesus has the ability to help you.
主耶稣更有时间可以帮助你。
Jesus has even more time to help you.
啊，所以我们不用替主耶稣操心哈。
So we should not be worried for Jesus.
啊，所以我们要愿意把我们的问题把我们的担子放到主耶稣的面前来。
We should be willing to put our burden into before Jesus.
那有时候很多人在讲哈，很多人在讲说，哎，怎么现今的教会啊，神迹奇事比较少
？And so some people might say, how come the miracles and signs are less in church today?
有时候去看一下过去的教会的资料，哇，以前的神迹奇事好多哦。
And they look in the previous materials and there's many miracles and signs before in church.
啊，有时候听听说，哇，非洲的神迹奇事好多哦。
And they sometimes listen, there are so many miracles in Africa.
好像神迹奇事只有在非洲。
And it seems like only miracles and signs are in Africa.
好像神迹只有在非洲。
And it seems like God is only in Africa.
啊，为什么
？And why is that？
啊，是他们信心比较好吗
？Is it because they have better faith？
啊，其实不见得哦。
Perhaps not.
问题在哪里
？So where does the problem arise？
因为他们没有选择。
Because they have no choice.
啊，他们没有选择，只能靠神。
They have no choice, so they can only depend on God.
啊，早期也是这样。
And in the early days, it's the same.
啊，当你没有选择的时候
，When you have no choice，
当你没有选择，你的信心就被逼出来了。
When you have no choice, your faith is being trained up.
哦，所以今天一个人。人哦，要怎么样有信心呢
？So today, how can a person have faith？
啊，有时候那个信心是逼出来，环境把你逼出来的。
It's because the environment forces you to have faith。
哦，所以当你遇上了问题
，When you encounter problems，
哦，你就要想办法处理。
Then you try to solve it。
啊，但是如果你没有办法处理
，But you cannot solve it。
那你只有两个选择
，Then you have only two choices。
一个就是放弃。
The first one is to let go.
另外一个是什么
？What's the other one？
我走投无路，我只能靠神。
And if I walk to the dead end, I have to only depend.
哦，所以我们的生活当中，有时候神会容许我们遇到一些困难。
So in our lives, sometimes God let us encounter some trouble.
就是希望借着这样哈，把我们的信心逼出来。
And it's through this way that our faith can be forced.
哦，使你能够看见，使你能够认识神能帮助你。
So that you may know that God can help you.
啊，更能够伸出你的手来，紧紧抓住。助主说：“我需要你的帮助。”
And be willing to reach out your hand to take and to receive the help from God.
那你就会有体验。
And then you have experience.
你就会看到主 耶稣的能力。
Then you will see the power from God.
我们之前有讲过，在约翰福音里面有一个神迹。
And before we mentioned, there's a miracle in John.
就是门徒在划船啊。
When the disciples they're rowing the boats.
结果起大风浪啊。
And there's a big wave.
很危险啊。
It's very dangerous.
这时候主耶稣来了。
And when this time Jesus came.
这时候主耶稣说是我不要怕。
And it is I, do not be afraid.
这时候门徒可以有两个选择。
So disciples had two choices here.
主耶稣你来得真好。
And oh Jesus, you came in the best time.
但是你等一下，我现在很忙。
Oh, please wait, but I'm very busy.
风浪很大。
The waves and winds are very big.
我很努力的在摇桨。
I'm very striving hard to try to roll the boat.
等我忙完了我再接你上来。
And when I have finished busy, then you come.
我们可不可以这样子做？
Can we do this?
有时候我们常常是这样子做。
Sometimes we often do this.
我们常常在遇到问题的时候我们太忙于处理问题的本身。
Sometimes when we face this kind of problems, we are busy on the problem.
所以说主耶稣给你敲门。
So when Jesus knocks the door,
主耶稣说我来帮你。
And Jesus says, I come help you.
你说主耶稣等一下，我现在很忙。
And then you tell Jesus, wait, I'm very busy right now.
等我忙完之后，我再来开门。
And when I'm finished busy, then you can help me.
等我事情处理好的时候，我再把你接进来，再来聚会敬拜你。
And when I have finished everything, then you could come, I'll worship you.
却不知道说那个是你最需要耶稣的时候。
But you do not know that's the time you need Jesus the most.
拼命摇桨，自己摇得很辛苦。
And then you very tirelessly trying to row the boat.
却不知道说你只要把耶稣迎上船，你的问题就解决了。
But you do not know just invite Jesus to your boat, then everything is solved.
我每次都觉得说我一定先把耶稣接上船。
And then sometimes I would say Jesus is on my boat.
但是如果我们看看自己的人生，
But if we look at our lives,
有多少次我们是请耶稣先在门口等等？
And how many times do we ask the Lord Jesus to wait at the door?
等我忙完了再帮你开门。
And then wait until we're finished busy and then invite him in.
我很欢迎你。
I welcome you in.
我很高兴你来了。
I'm very happy that you come.
但是我在忙。
But I'm busy.
我有困难。
I have difficulty.
我先解决完之后，我再来拜你。
Let me first solve it, then I'll come worship
you. 所以在这里说，我们要愿意被神帮助啊。
So here we need to be willing to receive the help.
要愿意把问题交在他的脚前。
So that we're willing to give our problems to us to him.
不要每次那个祷告的时候来到主耶稣的面前。
And now every time when we pray, we come before the Lord Jesus.
跪下来祷告得很拼命。
And then we pray very earnestly.
哭啊。
And we weep.
把重担全部交到他的脚前。
And then we give our burden to it.
全部告诉他了。
And we tell him everything.
祷告完之后心情好了。
Then after you pray, then you're better.
祷告完之后觉得问题重担交出去了。
And then after you pray, you feel that your burden is being given out.
那祷告完了。
And then after prayer,
起来的时候再把这些重担再挑起来。
And then once again, you re-carry all the burdens again.
所以我们不要把问题交出去之后祷告完又把担子担起来
So do not give the burden away, then once again, take it on again.
把主耶稣接到我们的心里。
So we have to ask the Lord Jesus come into our hearts.
有主耶稣做你的帮助你还有什么？你还有什么可以惧怕的呢？
So when the Jesus is your help, then what else can you have to be afraid of?
第三要怎么样成长？
How do you grow in the
third? 我们看回来第三章，以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章的十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节说，能与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。那这里第三个说这个成长必须要对神的爱有体会。
And so the third way to experience God is that we have to have experiencing God's love.
因为你有体会到神的爱。
Because you have experiencing God's love.
所以你愿意改变。
Then you would be willing to change.
因为你体会到神的爱。
Because you experience God's love.
所以你愿意放弃自己的坚持。
Then you've been willing to let go of your stubbornness.
因为你认识到自己的，知道耶稣对你的爱。
Because you know the Lord Jesus' love.
使别人得罪你、亏欠你的时候，你愿意放手。
When other people have wronged you, you're willing to let go.
人有时候不愿意放手。
Sometimes people are not willing to let go.
别人对我们的一点点的问题，我们可能会抓着一辈子不放。
And whatever others do to us, even the littlest thing, we will hold it forever.
一点小冲突。
Even small contradiction.
一个小误会。
The misunderstanding.
有时候可以气很久。
And can be angry for very long time.
三年、五年、十年不放手的。
Three, five, 10 years, we never let it go.
为什么会这么计较？
Why are you so picky?
有时候你会觉得我生气有理。
And sometimes you feel that you have reason to be angry.
我计较有理。
I have reason to be so picky.
因为我被得罪了。
Because I've been hurt.
好吧，就算你真正是你被得罪了。
Let's just say yes, you have been hurt.
好吧，就算是对方真的是错了。
And let's say yes, the other party is wrong.
所以有时候我们觉得自己很有道理，生气有理啊。
So sometimes we feel we have good reason to be angry.
所以有时候就发脾气了。
And then we just let go.
有时候就不来教会了。
And then we do not come to church.
那可是。在我们发脾气的同时
At the same time we are angry,
在我们觉得自己很有道理的同时
When we feel that we have good reasons,
我们却没有看见主耶稣对我们的我没有看到主耶稣对我们的原谅
But we do not see the forgiveness from the Lord Jesus
因为对神的爱没有体验
Because we have no experience in God's love
因为对自己亏欠神的部分没有认识
and because we neglect it, we have also a lack for the Lord Jesus.
所以有时候很计较。
That's why sometimes very picky.
可是圣经上怎么告诉我们？
What does the Bible tell us?
你跟人越会计较
and the more pickier with you with other people,
神以后就跟你越计较。
In the future, God will also be very picky with you.
你越愿意去赦免释放别人
but the more you want to.Forgive and release from other people.
神就用这种心情来对待你。
And then God will also use this kind of attitude towards you.
所以说怜悯啊，人对人的怜悯哈，可以使你在审判的日子夸胜。
So mercy from one to another will also give you a grace in the days of judgment.
因为有怜悯、有爱心的人呢，神就用怜悯、用爱心来审判你。
So a person with mercy and love.So God will also treat the same way.
同时是要认知到自己的亏欠。
We need to know our lackings.
当我们认识到说主，我们欠这么多，主耶稣都赦免我们了。
And when we own so much, the Lord Jesus forgive us.
当我们认识到自己欠了多少。
And we know how much we have owned.
当我们认识在主耶稣面前我们有多么的不配。
And then how unworthy we are before the Lord Jesus.
但是主都赦免我们。
But the Lord has forgiven us.
再回头看那个得罪我们的人。
And if we look back at the person who upset us.
他没有跟我打招呼。
They did not greet me.
那一句话我不喜欢听。
There one word I did not like to listen.
你突然发觉说自己很不好意思。
And then you realize how uncomfortable you are.
你突然发觉自己非常的幼稚。
And then you feel that how childish you are.
我做了什么事，主都原谅我了。
And everything that I done, the Lord Jesus forgave me.
那个丢人的、那个罪恶的、那个不配的，主都原谅我了。
And that sinner, that unworthy person has been forgiven by the Lord.
我有什么脸面，有什么资格去跟别人计较这些小事
？And so, what right do I have to be so picky on little matters with other person?
当你看见了这一点
，When you see this,
当你对神的赦免有感受、有体验
，When you have experience of God's love,
你自然就能够放开那个指责别人的手
，And then very naturally you are able to let go.
你自然能够试着努力着去爱你。身旁的人
and then you will strive hard to love the ones around you.
即使那个人不可爱
even though it's not lovable.
因为你认知到自己在神面前更不可爱
and then because you know that you're even unlovable before Jesus.
因为认识到这一点
and because you have know this.
所以你可以努力的试着去爱人
and then you can strive hard to love others.
所以这告诉我们说，我们这个要有在，我们要在成我们的那个信仰必须要在爱心上面成长。
So that our faith has to grow in love.
使我们能够逐步的努力的去改变我们的行为。
So that we can strive hard to change ourselves.
但是成长这个在爱上在这里说在爱上要有根有基哦。
So that in love there has to be root.
十七节这里说要叫我们的爱心有根有基。
So that our love may be rooted.
这句话很重要。
And this is very important.
有时候我们觉得说，有爱心就好。
And sometimes we feel that there is enough to have love.
这个基督教的精神是什么
？And what is the attitude of the Christian?
就是讲爱嘛。
It is to talk about love.
只要讲爱，那个耶稣基督就是爱，神就是爱，讲爱就好。
So God is love, and all you have to mention is love.
但是在这里说这个爱心是有根有基的。
So here says the love is grounded and rooted.
是有一个规范的。
So there is a It's the boundary.
啊，这个爱心呢，是有一定成长的模式。
So there's a model of this love to
be grown. 不是讲爱心就好。
It is not enough just to say love.
现今的社会怎么说？
What does the modern world say?
你怎么做都没有关系。
No matter what you do is fine.
你只要讲耶稣是爱。
As long as you say that Jesus is love.
耶稣是爱呀，所以怎么做都没有关系。
So Jesus is love, you could do anything.
悔改就好。
As long as you repent, it's good.
奉献就好。
And if you offer, it's good.
口里承认主的名就好。
And proclaim the Lord Jesus with mouth is good.
不管你做了什么错事。
No matter what wrong you have done.
不管你做了什么坏事。
No matter what evil you have done.
你只要高举这个耶稣是爱的旗帜你就没事了。
As long as you exclaim that Jesus is love, then everything's fine.
好不好听？
Does it sound good?
喜不喜欢?
Do you like it?
喜欢啊。
You like it?
这么简单的事情。
So simple.
只要把这个爱拿出来摇一摇什么事都没有。
And all you have to do is proclaim love and everything is fine.
这是人所喜爱的。
This is what man loves.
不代表这是神所同意的。
That does not represent what God is pleased
with. 有时候我们会遇到有一些不同教派的基督徒。
Sometimes we face other believers of other churches.
有时候常常会听到这个讲爱
And many we talk about love.
就说我的神啊，我的神不会这样子啦。
That my God would not do this.
我的神是慈爱的啦。
My God is very merciful.
所以大家都可以得救啦。
So everyone can be saved.
我的神是慈爱怜悯的。
And then my God is love and merciful.
所以没有地狱的啦。
So there is no hell.
神这么爱我们。
So God loves us so much.
怎么可能会有地狱呢？
So how can there be a hell?
有没有听过这种说法？
Have you heard these kind of sayings?
有，真的有这种说法。
There are indeed these sayings.
这种说法听起来舒不舒服？
Is it easy to listen to, comfortable to listen to?
我也喜欢啊。
I also like it.
但是这个说法跟圣经一不一样？
But is it same as the Bible?
有点不太一样哦。
It's a little bit different.
所以今天呢，我们常常讲说我的神不会怎么样。
So sometimes we say, my God will not do anything.
那个不是圣经上的神。
That is not the God of the Bible.
那个是你自己脑海里面创造出来的神。
That's the God you created in your mind.
那个叫做偶像。
That's the idol.
你自己脑里面说我的神是怎么样，我的神不是怎么样，那是你自己讲的。
And your brain will say, my God is this. This is said by you.
你所拜的不是圣经上的神。
You do not worship the God in the Bible.
神不会因为你的喜好或者是你的意志来改变自己。
So God will not change you because of your own will.
神不会说因为我的神是慈爱的，所以他不能或不应该怎么样来改变自己。
And your God will.
神不会因为人的喜好来改变自己。
So God will not change a person their own likings.
因为你觉得神是爱，所以没有天国地狱。
And because you feel that God is love, there's no heaven and hell.
人不会下地狱。
And then people will not go hell.
因为你这样想，不代表那个是神啊。
And if you think this way, it does not mean that God thinks this way.
那是你自己心中的偶像，脑海中的偶像。
That's the idol in your own mind.
所以今天在爱心上，有爱心很重要。
So it is very important to have love.
但是这个爱心是有根基的。
But that love has to be grounded and rooted.
不是摇一摇说有，摇一摇讲爱就好。
And it is not shakeable, and to say love is enough.
我们来看一下腓立比书第一章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章第九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
腓立比书第一章第九节
Philippians 1:9
我所祷告的是要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。这里说这个爱心有爱心的第一个根基是什么？
So what is the first root of love?
爱心是有智慧的。
The love has knowledge.
所以这里说希望你们在知识在智慧上那个爱心要多而又多。
So that this love in knowledge and wisdom have be abound.
这个爱心不是随便自己来决定的。
And this love is not determined by you.
而是一种有智慧、有见识的爱心。
And this love has the wisdom and of knowledge.
所以说我们今天啊要表现出爱来。
So today we want to perform love.
啊，不是随便我们自己来，不是说只要讲爱啊就都没有关系的。
It's not just easy to say love, that's enough.
啊，所以有时候我们在表达我们的爱心的时候要有智慧。
So sometimes when we express our love, we have to have wisdom.
啊，有时候一个没有智慧的爱心反而会对对方造成伤害。
So sometimes love without wisdom will be hurt others.
啊，有时候去看一个病人。
Sometimes you see someone who's sick.
啊，病得很严重了。
And they're severe.Ill.
那已经没有什么力气，很辛苦了。
They have no strength and very hard.
你啊，你很有爱心。
And you have love.
你去看他。
You will see him.
啊，但是你开头第一句话就责备他。
But the first word you say, you rebuke them.
躺着干什么
？Why do you lay down?
起来祷告。
Rise up and pray.
啊，圣灵给你能力。
The Holy Spirit will give you strength.
医治你，改变你。
Will change you and heal you.
哦，这么软弱干什么
？Why are you so weak?
起来呀、啊。
What? Get up.
讲的有没有错
？Did you say something wrong?
一个字都没有错。
Not one word is wrong.
有没有智慧
？But is there wisdom?
这是没有智慧的爱心。
It's love without wisdom.
所以今天爱心要有智慧。
So today we have to have love with wisdom.
所以在哥林多后书第一章告诉我们哦。
Second Corinthians chapter one tells us.
神让我们遇到一些患难哦。
So God allows to face tribulation.
使我们在经历这些患难之后哦，我们可以去安慰人。
So after we go through the tribulation, we can comfort others.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是 你自己生过病了以后、哦、
So after you have become sick yourself,
你尝到那种病到累很不舒服到没有力气起来祷告的时候
You experience your illness that you cannot even get up to pray、
啊、那你以后去安慰那个生病的人
Then when you go comfort the person who's sick、
哦、你就不会这么公义的叫他起来进食
Then you will not be so self-righteous and saying get up and pray
你会体谅
You'll be able to understand.
你会鼓励他。
You'll encourage them.
你会帮他祷告。
You'll pray for them.
哦，所以今天呢，要讲爱心。
So today, when we mention about love,
但是这个爱心是建立在智慧之上。
The love is built on wisdom.
哦，所以今天我们有时候跟别人说话。
When we talk to others today.
哦，有时候啊，哇，那个讲话就很冲。
And then when we talk, it's very negative.
哦，直接就责备别人。
And we rebuke them.
啊，讲出对方的错来。
We talk about the other person's wrong.
然后说，哎，我凭爱心说诚实话、哦。
Then we say, I say this out of love.
所以你不可以生气。
So you should not be angry.
哇，把对方气得半死。
And then we cause them to almost to die.
还拿圣经敲人家的头。
And then we use the Bible to knock on the head.
圣经说我凭爱心说的哦。
And the Bible says, I use love to say this.
所以我怎么讲你，你都不可以生气。
So no matter how I say about you, you should not be angry.
没有智慧啊。
There is no wisdom.
哦，所以这里说爱心要加上智慧。
So that this love has to be with wisdom.
使我们的关怀，使我们的爱所表现的哈，是真正能够帮助到对方。
So that our love is able to truly help others.
啊，第二。
Second.
啊，这个爱心必须要是合乎道理的。
That this love has to be according to
the truth.
The truth.
啊，在约翰一书告诉我们哦。
In 1 John, it tells us.
那个超越基督的教训哦，你就看不到神。
And if those teachings surpasses Christ, you cannot see God.
哦，什么意思
？And what does that mean?
啊，就是说，如果哈、哦、你今天所说的
，And whatever you say today,
你所教的
，Whatever you teach,
已经超过了圣经所教导的
，It's already surpassed what the Bible teaches.
那、啊、里面就没有神哦。
Then there's no God.
神不在里面。
God is not in there.
即使你是有爱心
，Even though you have love.
哦，所以有时候啊，我们因为爱心的缘故哈、哦，我们因为爱心的缘故啊，常常会。想要鼓励别人
，Sometimes for the sake of love, we try to encourage others.
啊，所以我们会 justify， 我们会帮把人家的错、哦、合理化。
And then we try to justify our words.
或者告诉对方啊，没有关系啦。
And then we say, don't worry.
啊，这个啊，神是爱啦，神了解啦。So
God is love. God understands.
哦，但是我们却没有从圣经的角度给对方给予正确的指导。
But we do not use the point of view from the Bible to teach others.
哦，所以听起来很好听。
So it might sound very good to hear.
啊，也让对方听得很舒服。
And the other person be very comfortable.
但是却跟圣经的教导不一样。
But it's different from the teaching of the Bible.
啊，那个就不是爱心。
And then that is not love.
哦，那个会害人。
That will harm other people.
哦，所以因为现今的社会啊，很多人都讲爱心呐、啊。
Because people in this modern world always talk about love.
啊，尤其基督教界里面，我们大家都讲爱心。
And then within the Christian community, we always mention love.
啊，你犯罪了吗？哎呀，这好可怜呐、啊。
Oh, it is very pitiful that you have sinned.
啊，要不然这样子，要不然，我们改一下圣经好了。
How about we just change the Bible?
啊，那你就不算犯罪了嘛。
And then you will not consider sin.
有没有爱心？
Do you have love?
很有爱心。
You have love.
会不会得救？
But will you be saved?
把人家害死了。
But you actually cause them
to die. 哦，所以我们今天在鼓励人。
So when we encourage others.
我们今天在表达我们对别人的爱心的关怀。
We express our love to others.
必须要合乎道理的原则。
That has to be according to the truth.
哦，不要因为讲爱啊，把眼睛蒙住了。
So do not just mention love, but then we close our eyes.
哦，在有一次啊，教会我们要买会堂的时候
，One time when church is buying a chapel.
啊，那个买了以后啊，发现啊，才知道哈，之前我们买那个会堂那个之前的教团哈，是同性恋基督教。
So after
啊，基督教也有同性恋教团哦。
So after buying the chapel, discovered previously it was a homosexual church.
Oh, 然后最后他们又要求希望我们教会可以跟他联谊哈。
And then they request us to be unified.
是蛮可怕的啊。
It's actually quite scary.
但是还是硬着头皮去了
啊。But we still stubbornly went.
那去的那个传道就坐在那边跟他们的牧师在讲话。
So the pastor that went was talking with the minister.
那个牧师他就问我们就跟那个牧师说我问你一个私人的问题哦。
And ask the minister, I'm going to ask you a personal question.
如果你不想回答，没有关系啊。
If you do not want to answer, it's okay.
请问一下，你是不是同性恋
I want to ask, are you also homosexual?
那个牧师想了很久
And the minister thought for a long time.
就告诉他说我是。
And then yes, I am.
结果他就开始翻圣经了。
And then start flipping the Bible.
那个牧师就开始翻圣经哦。
And the minister start flipping the Bible.
神就是爱。
That God is love.
神爱世人。
God loves all men.
爱是什么？联络全德的。
And to love everything.
Love connects everything, huh?
Love connects everything.
所以就一直翻爱，讲到最后同性恋不是罪
And then flip everything that God is love, so homosexual is not a sin.
讲到最后只要讲爱其他的通通都不算
And then if you mention about love, nothing else matters.
好不好？
Is it good?
很好听。
Sounds very good.
这个门打得很开
So this door is open widely.
会不会得救？
Will you be saved?
跟圣经不一样，自己说吧。
And if it's different from the Bible,
所以我们今天要讲爱心。
So if we talk about love,
我们今天在爱心上面要扎根。
So that we'll be rooted in love.
必须要在智慧上面扎根。
Be rooted in wisdom.
所以不是随便讲话，然后再盖上爱心，来安慰自己
And that is not to easily speak and try to comfort yourself.
那不是随便伤害别人，然后再说我是凭爱心说的，所以你要原谅我。
And it's not carelessly to harm others and to say because of love you have to forgive.
所以爱心要讲智慧。
So love you have to mention about wisdom.
爱心要合乎道理。
And love has to be according to the truth.
第三就是爱心要造就人。
And the love has to be edify others.
我们今天很多信徒都很有爱心。
And we have many believers who are loved today.
有慕道者来了。
And that when true seeker comes,
给予关怀
and to show concern,
你带慕道者带一路很辛苦
and it's very difficult to bring them,
花时间花精力，然后甚至花费自己的金钱
and to spend your time, energy, and on your own wealth,
真的很热心
and it's very zealous,
真的很感动人
and it's moving,
但是在这种爱心的表现上面有一个要很小心的
but in this kind of performance of love, there's one thing you have to be careful.
圣经上告诉我们说要把人完完全全的带到神面前。
The Bible says to completely bring person.
我们不要把人完完全全的带到自己面前啊。
And not to bring them to ourselves.
这是我的慕道者。
This is my true seeker.
你们走开。
That you should leave.
这个你怎么可以打电话给他？你有问题你要打电话给我。
And how can you call that person? If you have a problem, call me.
有时候我们会不小心把人带到自己面前
But sometimes unknowingly we bring people to ourselves.
希望被别人需要
And then we feel that we need to be needed by others.
希望他有问题第一个打电话就是找我
And that we feel that their problem, we are the first
one. 我的一个意见他就会照着去做
And then our suggestion they will do.
有时候这种感觉很好
And sometimes this feeling is very good.
但是这种感觉我们要很小心
But we have to be careful of this.
我们最终目的是什么
What is our purpose?
把人完完全全带到神面前
To completely bring a person to God.
造就人
to edify men.
我们的爱心为的是什么
and what is our love for?
让他认识神
and for them to know God.
所以今天如果我们关心的这个朋友这个信徒或这个慕道者
and if today we show concern to this friend or true seeker,
当他有一天很高兴地告诉你
and one day when they are very happy they tell you,
我又不用打电话给你了
that I'm very happy I don't have to call you,
我在祷告里面神安慰我了
that in prayer God has comforted me.
我的问题不需要你帮我解决了。
So I do not need to solve my problem.
神已经帮助我了。
God has already helped me.
我们不要觉得失落。
and we should not feel depressed.
啊，不要觉得说，哎呀，怎么，你这样以后不打电话给我，你就不需要我了，好像觉得很难受啊。
And then we feel like you no longer need me. We shouldn't feel that.
我们要高兴。
We should be happy.
替他感谢神。
And to praise God for.
我终于可以睡个好觉了。
So that I can finally have a good night of sleep.
哦，因为什么？主耶稣亲自伸手帮助他了。
Because Jesus personally helped him.
哦，所以今天我们爱心啊，啊要把人引到神的面前。
So today our love is to bring men before God.
当我们今天的爱心是为了让人给我们拍拍手。
But if our love is for people to clap hands for us.
你的努力有代价。
Then your sacrifice has price.
你的付出有代价。
Your sacrifice has a price.
哦，你的代价是你的有奖赏啦，有 reward 哈、哦。你的得到的是什么
？So what is your reward?
啊，人家给你拍拍手。
So that others praise you.
人家说你好有爱心。
People say you have love.
人家说你好棒。
Are you very good?
就没有了。
And then that's it.
有没有价值
？Is there value?
有。
Yes.
价值好小。
And the value is so little.
啊，但是如果你今天所做的这一切，
But everything you do today,
不管有没有人看见，
no matter if people see or not,
不管有没有人拍手，
it matter if people praise you,
不管有没有那种被人家的需要的感觉，
it doesn't matter if people feel they need you,
到最后你的爱心促使他能够认识神，
that your love in the end will cause them to believe in God.
神给你拍拍手，
God will praise you.
神给你记上一笔，
God will remember you.
啊，这个价值才是真正的大。
And then this is the great value.
啊，所以我们今天要在爱心，我们今天要成长。
So today we have to grow in love.
那我们就要在爱心上面啊扎根。
So that we have to be rooted in love.
是有根基的爱心。
So love with root.
是有规矩的爱心。
And there's love with truth.
是有智慧的爱心。
Love wisdom.
合乎神旨意的爱心。
And it's a love according to God's will.
我们一起低头默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息十分钟。
Let's rest for 10 minutes.